Welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing really well, Bill. The first question is not a great one because of the situation involving Evander Kane. And, you know, he's got some legality issues. I know he's saying that the reports are false. How have the Sabres, you know, how are they dealing with this? How much of a concern is it for that organization?
I think it's a distraction. It's talked about in the community. I think he's lost a lot of favor in the community. He doesn't seem very popular with the fans. And it's lingering a little bit too, because he doesn't have another court date until Halloween. And when he talked at the first day at training camp, he didn't come off very well. He just, his statements basically sound, you know, he made it sound like he was a target and so forth. It didn't come off well. And I think it's, I don't know if it's a huge distraction, but it's out there. And I think they'd rather be talking about other things.
So some other things to discuss. Buffalo, to me, is kind of eerily similar to the Edmonton Oilers, a team that has a young superstar that everybody really likes, and Jack Eichel in Buffalo. I'm not saying he's McDavid, but he's a really good young player. Yet they haven't made much improvements recently. You know, them and the Oilers the last few years, anyway, have both been near the bottom. Now, they went out, and the big offseason acquisition was Kyle Okposo. Where do you see Okposo playing on opening night for the Sabres?
It'll be in the top six, either beside Ryan O'Reilly or Jack Eichel, and we haven't quite gotten a read on that yet because neither has played a preseason game. Jack's playing tonight. Ryan O'Reilly will play tomorrow and Friday, I believe. So we haven't seen any of that. And Okposo actually hurt his knee. He took a shot near the knee yesterday, so I'm not even sure if he's going to play these next couple. But they got him to be a top six forward, maybe even their number one right winger. And he has the numbers to back it up, scoring 20, 25 goals a year, having around 60 points. He's quietly one of the league's better wingers, one of the more efficient wingers. And they paid a hefty price for him, and they probably overpaid a little bit. But I think the Sabres are confident that he'll hit his numbers, that he'll hit 25 goals, and maybe there's even a little room for growth.
Now, are you expecting Reinhart to play with Eichel this year?
It's very possible. When they played together last year, late last year, I think it was March, Evander Kane was on the left wing, and that was the first time in, like, literally years the Sabres had a legit number one NHL scoring line on par with other teams, and it was a good line, and I think maybe they'd like to get that line back together. Sam and Jack work great together. They're very close on and off the ice. They're living together. I think there's just a natural chemistry.
Asking about another guy, kind of a unique situation, I guess not unique, but a little bit unique, is Rasmus Ristolainen skating without a contract now that he's back. What is going on with that exactly?
Well, it's interesting. We thought, based on Tim Murray's words when we spoke to him in early July, that the contract will get done, whether it was July 15th or August 15th. He seemed very optimistic, very positive. And we figured it'd be, whatever, 5 or 6 years, 25 or so million. And it just dragged on, and there's been no resolution. And I think the main sticking point seems to be, based on reports and such, that his camp is using Aaron Ekblad is a barometer, and the Sabres are using some of the other contracts signed as a barometer. And there's not really any middle ground, I guess. And we're to the point here where we're 8 days from opening day, and you wonder what's going to happen. He is skating, which is encouraging, but I emailed with Mike Liut the other day, and he said that doesn't mean they're any closer to a contract. So, and neither side sounds very optimistic. So I'm not sure what's going to happen here, but with that, with Dmitry Kulikov is hurt, Zach Bogosian's hurt, and then we're not sure how badly they're hurt, but the Sabres are down three of their top four defensemen.
Do you think Tim Murray, because I know he had this reputation as the assistant GM in Ottawa, but is he building a reputation as being a very, very, I guess, difficult negotiator, someone that's difficult to come to terms with some of these young players?
I'm not sure. He's gotten other contracts done in the past. Maybe this deal surprised him. Just the way he was, like I was saying, the way he was talking in July, he seemed very optimistic. And he's not I wouldn't say he's a negative guy, but he's a straight shooter, and he doesn't always sound like the most positive. But we're kind of taken aback with how he how he sounded then. So I'm not sure about that. He's got another contract done. I can't remember the last time the Sabres had a contract go this long. So I don't know if he has that reputation, really.
Bill Hoppe joins us talking Buffalo Sabres. All the injuries on the back end, you know, Kulikov's another guy they acquired. So one, we've got a lot of our listeners wondering about a young Edmonton guy, Brandon Gouley from the PA Raiders, who, you know, now I look at his, he's 19 years of age. So I know he's not eligible to go to the American Hockey League. I'm guessing he'll go back. But how is his training camp and preseason gone for him?
I think he's been pretty good. It's just been a little quieter than last year. Last year, he was probably the biggest surprise in camp. He started turning heads. There was a buzz that he might make the team or at least get a look or stick around or whatever. Then Dion Phaneuf hit him. He got a concussion, and that kind of ended. There hasn't been quite that buzz this year, but I think if they're in the same situation in a week, maybe they would consider keeping him. They have the 9-game trial, and I think for a week or two, why not? He's been good, though. He's one of those guys. He was a second rounder, and just months after the draft last year, if you redrafted the draft, I mean, he seemed like a first rounder to me.
Well, I know, and they signed him, I think it was like right after. Usually you don't see second rounders get signed that soon. So obviously, I watched him a lot last year, a really good young player. And PA is going to have a pretty good team this year. Should be a very competitive division with them and Regina and Moose Jaw and Brandon. Looking at the Sabres, and, you know, the defense, once they get Reese the line, and obviously, you know, that'll sort things out. I think he's their number one guy for sure. Not saying he's a number one defenseman, but he's definitely their number one guy right now. Bogosian, Kulikov. Are there any surprises, do you see at all, guys maybe at the start of camp who you didn't think would be in the mix for the third pair? Is anybody pushed their way to make it a tough decision?
Well, the third pair would probably be, I guess, Josh Georges and Cody Franzen. One guy who's become a surprise in camp, he's stuck around, he's never played an NHL game, is a guy named Eric Bergdorfer. He spent 4 years in the East Coast League. I think he spent the last couple of years with Hershey. And Dan Biles would seem kind of stunned that this guy had never gotten a look before, never played in the AHL. Hmm. And it wouldn't surprise me if he made the team out of camp as a seventh guy or sixth guy or whatever. Or maybe he just gets a few games this year. But I think he's 27. He went to RPI. And he kind of fell through the cracks, and the Sabres are high on him.
Up front, Matt Molson. What does he have left in your eyes, Bill?
he might have more left than a lot of people think. He had, I think he was humbled. Tim Murray called him out last year. A lot of his habits. I don't know if he was out of shape or he just needed to changed the way he approached his workouts and training and practice and so forth. But he changed, and I think it's cliche, but he had a good summer. He slimmed down a little bit, even though I don't he needed to. He's in good shape. And he's been noticeable in camp, just being good down low, which is kind of his forte. And I think it wouldn't surprise me if he got back in the 20-goal range this year. I mean, if he shows it, they'll give him time with Jack Eichel or Ryan O'Reilly or on the power play. But he was bad last year. And for a guy who scored 30 goals three straight years, I mean, to only be 32 and to just fall off a cliff like that, it was very troubling for the Sabres. But so far, it's been pretty promising.
And lastly, in between the pipes, you got Leonard, Nilsson, and Omark still there, all three Swedes. Robin Leonard, when he's healthy, is obviously their go-to guy. Who's going to win that backup job?
It's Nilsson's right now. He's been very good in training camp so far. I think he's just allowed one goal in two appearances. I saw him get a shutout the other day in St. Catharines. He looked very impressive. Ultimately, Omark's younger. He's the prospect. If he's good in Rochester, I think, and Leonard gets hurt, I think maybe he would get the bulk of the action or something like that. But they're 1-3 in net. They're pretty good and they're pretty well set.
Bill, has Buffalo improved to be a team that can push for the playoffs? Not necessarily make it, but do you expect them to be competitive come March 15th?
I do. Everyone asks me around town if they're going to make the playoffs, and I think they do have a chance. I don't know if we'll make it this year. There's too many good teams. They're in a crowded division. I can't with when you have Florida and Tampa and some of those teams. Montreal is going to be better. I'm not sure how they can do it, but I think they can hang around and definitely make a run at it. And I think that would be progress, even though that probably wouldn't be the best scenario for them because they've already sacrificed four seasons rebuilding. That would probably set them up well for the next season.
So lastly, based on your comments, do you think Eichel, Reinhardt, and Kane will start the season together as a line and then have a Oposo playing with O'Reilly?
That would, Mike, that tells me that, yeah, yes, but I'm not sure. It's been so hard to get a read on training camp with so many guys missing, but that seems like the logical
and then
the logical top two.
Tyler Ennis then would slot in on that top line?
He might. I'm not sure if I'm forgetting anyone. You always forget about Tyler Ennis, but he's another guy. Maybe he could. He has a nice comeback here and scores 25 goals. He's looked good so far in camp, too.
We appreciate your time, Bill. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.